concludes this evening's business. And I guess in the future there will be other business on the agenda.
You did ask for discussion of old business?
Yeah, well, actually, I guess what I was looking for
was to allow for a discussion?
So, yes.
Okay, so.
So next time we can.
I know, I've talked to Mr. Sharp, and we are trying to figure out the best way possible to allow for some type of discussion for in limited capacity to be on the agenda.
Yep, as far as housekeeping items or
what. Not sure if we can have it ready for the next meeting.
Okay.
It's next Monday.
And it has been brought to my attention that there was a question about Mr. Ladies and gentlemen, we're still concluding our meeting, so if you wouldn't mind, please be quiet or leave. Please. I won't ask again. Thank you. So there was brought to my attention about Mr. Whitehouse being our secretary, and there's been some discussion, but we did vote the first meeting in July for him to be our secretary, and I think there was concern about him being up to speed and being trained. I certainly feel he's doing a fine job. I think the other board members concur as well, and so.
Yeah, at your annual meeting, you delegated the role of secretary to the planning office.
I thought we nominated him as our secretary.
Yeah.
It wasn't a specific person.
Oh, really?
I think at the meeting, and I recall now that you mention it, that was when our previous secretary, Jen Walls, she was in the process of resigning her position.
Uh-huh.
I believe that may have been her last meeting, or the next meeting may have been her last meeting. So I think we did set it up where it was the director's designee. But I understand Ms. Cornwell has a plan for going forward as far as the role of the board secretary, now that Mr. Whitehouse has been in this role for some time. So.
Okay. So should we vote then for a secretary?
One, you delegated per the annual meeting that pretty much the planning office would be the secretary, and two, that needs to be on an agenda. And I think if you allow it for the flexibility for the planning office, that allows for staff to have additional people attend the meeting, so not one person, well, we love seeing you, that we, some of us have multiple night meetings a month, so that gives us a little flexibility to allow for not having as many night meetings during.
You can't change our bylaws.
Well, no, because I think you're fine with your bylaws, because again, you have a secretary, it's just defaulted as members of the planning office.
Since I've been doing it every day, we always appointed one.
Well, we may have said at that time, and I'll look at our rules.
The board need to.
I'll look at the rules and see what, and then see if we can't vote on it.
I think we'll take the discussion now, I think. And,
yeah, we'll put it on the agenda.
Yeah, we'll just put it on the agenda for discussion next meeting. How's that?
Well, I'm pretty
not sure if we can get the wording right
Jamie
for next meeting.
As our secretary. Right. We're literally on that, as our secretary.
Right. Well, we'll go back and look at and listen to the minutes.
I'm 99% sure of that.
Okay.
We brought it up and we made it. We knew she was gone, and Jamie was there, and we made that motion.
I'm trying to remember myself, and I don't remember exactly how it was. I thought it was the designee, but I don't know if later we moved.
We made him later.
We will. If you will put on the agenda discussion opportunity for us on the agenda, then that'll be one of the topics of discussion next meeting.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
Very well. Anything else?
Nope. Well, I think you did have an item on there, discussion regarding the old business. I know there was a lot of kind of commotion at the end of that hearing. So, and I know I believe Mr. Workman had brought that up at the last meeting. So we wanted to get that on here as a topic for discussion. So.
Yeah, for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on the agenda.
Yep. And I think originally, correct me if I'm wrong, for years, we always had old business at the end, and then we moved some of that old business up to the beginning for various reasons.
Yeah.
But we just, all of a sudden, we're seeing where all the old business got moved to the front, and I don't know, I think the majority of us agreed that that's not necessary, and we have the ability to move specific items of old business up to the front if necessary. Is that correct?
Yeah, the agenda can be set forth by the board. I know that, I think, and I do recall that they previously were at the end, mm-hmm. and I think the reason that they had been, as a matter of course, kind of moved to the front, and certainly we can go back to what you had done previously. The rationale behind, I believe there were some complaints about folks who were, there's been times where maybe old business had been tabled multiple, you know, say somebody's there and then it got tabled again, they wait for a meeting and there's really not discussion and it's tabled for whatever reason. So folks had either listened the whole time or were here the whole time. And then the other part was, I think the other logic there was that allowed folks in the audience to be able to see how the deliberations are on some of those kinds of cases. Again, the board has the right to set how the agenda set. So if you wish to have that moved to the back like we've done in the past, you certainly have the right to do that. We could accommodate that. But I just thought, I think that was the rationale as to why it had gone from the back to the front as more of a matter of course. Certainly that's up to your discretion based on the bylaws or the rules of procedure.
Well, I would suggest that we maybe discuss that the next meeting as well. What do you think?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Okay. As to what to do.
Well, I mean, we do have an item from tonight that will be old business at the next meeting. So I guess question being, going forward, would the board like to have those items heard at the beginning of meetings or the end of meetings? And we could move that. This is a discussion item for tonight. We could make that going forward.
I think that when we're going to hear it, the table be at the end of the meeting.
And yeah, we always did?
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll do the one from tonight that got tabled.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That's what we should do then. Do we need a motion and all that?
I don't think so. I mean, it's not really
a change before with a motion.
So. No, it's a discussion about how the board's sure. procedures are. And I would suggest that, you know, if in the future you have things like that, whether it's scheduling or items like that, let us know. We'll get them as a specific item agenda.
Okay.
Be happy to do that. And, you know, gives us an opportunity to really kind of discuss those in an open session. I know we have the annual meeting, and then sometimes we've had discussion on different rules of procedure, but any items like that, don't hesitate to ask. We'll get it on an agenda.
No, back in the day, I thought, a long time ago when I first started, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Galloway, but I think that there was always a listing of executive session, and I understand that, you know, your interpretation is that that's not acceptable, and I get that. I certainly don't disagree with your reasoning. But it was basically an opportunity for us to have discussion about things other than the agenda items. That would be, I just think it's a good idea to have that opportunity. And
I'm going to look into that and see the best way to put that, because obviously being a public body, we have to notify the public in accordance with Freedom of Information Act mm-hmm. as to items on the agenda. And certainly we need to be transparent on that. And I think we have been. Just yeah. If the board wants that kind of item, we'll figure out a way to do it.
Yeah.
Like four or five items together and then, like, you know, have a like a workshop type thing if you remember one time.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not so sure that the rules or other than any changes to our rules, but, you know, like for example, the things that when things get moved in position or things like that, we should be able to discuss that pretty much any time, just as we don't have to vote on it. So.
Yeah, you can look at an agenda.
There should be a conflict with the
freedom. If you notice, the agenda always has a note there that it's subject to the board's direction as to where it will be heard. It doesn't have to be heard necessarily in that order.
Right. Okay. All right. Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Why, you ready to leave?
The motion.
Wow, both of you ready to leave. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries.
Yeah, quick.
Remember, Norma, the time I said...